Shabbos daf chaf dalet. So the Gemara asks, do we say alanisim in benching? So we might be able to say that since Chanukah is just a derabbanan, we shouldn't say it in benching, but we might also say that because of pirsumei nisa, we want to spread the nes of Chanukah, we should say it in benching. So Rav Huna answers, you don't have to say alanisim in benching, but if you want to, the correct place to say it would be after Noda. Rav Huna bar Yehuda went to Rava's house, and he wanted to say alanisim after Rachim, just like you would say Yala v'yavo in Shmona Esrei after Ritzei. But Rav Shesha said alanisim in benching is just like alanisim in Shmona Esrei, that just like you say alanisim in modim in Shmona Esrei, so too, you say alanisim in noda in benching, because modim and noda are both the brachos of Thanksgiving. So the Gemara asks, do we say yala v'yavo in benching for Rosh Chodesh? So we might be able to say that the reason we don't say alanisim for Chanukah in benching is because it's derabanan. However, Rosh Chodesh, which is deraisa, would require yala v'yavo in benching. But we might say that since you're allowed to do malacha, it's not like a real yantiv on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to say yala v'yavo. So Rav says you do say it, and Rav Chanina says you don't say it. Rav Zrika says we should follow Rav, who says you do say yala v'yavo for Rosh Chodesh, because Rav Oshia agrees with him, because we have a brisa that Rav Oshia says on days when you would bring the carbon musaf, like on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, you would say Yala V'yavo in davening after it say. If you forgot it, you have to repeat it. There's no Kiddush on those days, but you do say Yala V'yavo in benching. The Braisa continues, when there's no Musaf on days like the Monday, Thursday, Monday, on fast days, on the Ma'amados, and the Gemara interjects saying, what's the Monday, Thursday, Monday? What's that talking about? So rather, the Braisa means to say like this, on the Monday, Thursday, Monday fast days, on the Ma'amados, and in general fast days, you would say Anenu in Shmona Esrei. If you forgot it, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei, and you don't say it in benching. So the Gemara now asks, do we say alanisim in Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Because Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh have the additional Musaf prayer. So would we say alanisim in that Musaf Shmona Esrei? So we might be able to say that there's no Musaf for Chanukah in general. So on these days which have Musaf, you wouldn't say alanisim in them. But you might also be able to say that, no, this is just a day which requires four Shmona Esreis. And we should say it because this Musaf Shmona Esrei shouldn't be any different than the other Shmona Esreis we're saying that day. And we should say alanisim in all those Shmona Esreis. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna say you don't say it in Musaf. And Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan say you do say it in Musaf. Abaye says to Rav Yosef that Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, who say that you don't say alanisim on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh Musaf that falls on Chanukah, they hold like Rav, because Rav says that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh in your bracha after the Haftorah of Shabbos, because there's no Haftorah regularly on Rosh Chodesh. This is the exact same thing as saying before that you don't say alanisim in Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh because there's no Musaf in general on Chanukah. However, the Gemara answers back that you can't compare it to this case of Rav, because we never have to read a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. But here in our case of alanisim, you still have to say alanisim on all the other Shmona Esreis. We just don't know if you say it on this extra Shmona Esrei. But you can't compare them. So rather, we compare it to a different case of Rav, who says that when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, you don't need to mention the Yontif in your bracha after the Haftorah of Shabbos Mincha. It used to be that they would say a special Haftorah on Shabbos Mincha. So on Yontif that falls on Shabbos, you don't have to make mention of Yontif in that bracha after the Haftorah of Shabbos Mincha. And Yontif is something which generally does have a Haftorah during the day, but if it was not for Shabbos, there'd be no Haftorah at Mincha at all, and that's why you don't have to say a bracha, and that's the same as Alanisim in Musaf. However, the bottom line is we say that the halacha is not like any of these. It's like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who says that Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos, you do have to mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah, because it's just a day which requires four Shmona Esreis, and that Shmona Esreis shouldn't be any different than the other Shmona Esreis. So even though there's generally no Ne'ilah prayer like that on Shabbos, you would still have to say it, so too, by our case of Alanisim, you would have to say it in Musaf on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. However, we just said that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi that you would say it. However, we also said that the halacha follows Rav in a different case, that Rav says that when Yontif falls on Shabbos, you don't have to mention Yontif in Magen Avos, because if it wasn't for the Shabbos, you wouldn't have to say Magen Avos. But Magen Avos. But according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he would seem to say in this case, you would make mention of Yontif in Magen Avos. So how do we understand this? So how could these seem to be conflicting? So we say, no, we can't compare these two cases, the case of Rav and the case of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, because in Rav's case, you shouldn't say Magen Avos at all. sorry, in Rava's case, you shouldn't say Magen Avos at all on Shabbos, but the Rabbanon came and instituted that because of the danger that they were worried that maybe people would come to Shul late, and they wanted to give people who came late a chance to catch up. So they instituted that everyone else should say Magen Avos, and then that will give the people that came late a chance to catch up, and then everyone will leave together at the end of Maariv. But this is just a special thing that we instituted for Shabbos, but we're not going to extend that to Yontif, so that's a different case that Rava is talking about. However, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's case is just a regular day that requires four Shmona Esreis, and the Ne'ilah Shmona Esrei shouldn't be different than all the other Shmona Esreis. Fine, so the Mishnah had said, the Tanakhama says that you can't use tallow to light your candles, and the Chacham say you can't use boiled or unboiled tallow to light your candles. But aren't the Tanakhama and the Chacham just saying the exact same thing? Rather, the nafkamina, the difference between them is what Rav had said, that you are allowed to pour some good oil in with your melted tallow to allow that to light. It's unclear, the Gemara notes, which opinion holds of this leniency and which doesn't, but this leniency of Rav is the difference between the Chacham and the Tanakhama. The next Mishnah says that you're not allowed to use oil that has to be burnt on Yontif. Rabbi Yishmael says you can't use itran, which we had said is the residue of pitch, because of Kavod Shabbos, the honor to the Shabbos, because it smells really bad. The Chachamim allow all oils, though. They allow sesame, nut, radish, fish, colocynth, itran, or naphtha oil. And Rabbi Tarfon says you can only use olive oil. So the Gemara asks, why are you not allowed to use oil that has to be burnt on Yontif for your candles? Because we're talking about a case of oil that was Kodesh oil, holy oil that became Tameh, and you're not allowed to burn that, right? It has to be burnt, but you're not allowed to burn that on Yontif. So how do we know that you're not allowed to burn Kodesh oil, which became Tameh? So we bring in a few different answers. Chizkiah says, quotes that pasuk, that you shouldn't leave over until morning, but what you leave over until morning, you have to burn. So this is talking about the Karban Pesach, but it doesn't need to say ad boker twice, until morning two times. Why does it say that? It's teaching that the Karban Pesach is not burnt on the next morning, rather it's burned on the next morning, meaning you don't burn the Karban Pesach that you left over on Yontif, rather you burn it on Chol HaMoed, because this is teaching that you're not allowed to burn Kodesh things that became Tameh and are unfit. You're not allowed to burn them on Yontif. Abaye quotes a different pasuk. He says, Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato, that you have to burn the Karban Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos, that you can only burn the Shabbos Karban on Shabbos. You can't burn a weekday Karban on Shabbos, and you can't burn a weekday Karban on Yontif. So we see from here that you can't burn weekday Kodesh things that became Tameh on Yontif. Rava brings in a different pasuk. The pasuk says, Hulevado Yasalachem, that you can only do malacha on Yontif for making food, right? We know for Ochal Nefesh, we're allowed to do some malachos for making food on Yontif. So the extra words of who in that pasuk teach that you can't do preliminaries to making food, meaning you're allowed to make food and do malachos like that, but you can't, for instance, make a knife, which you're going to use to come to make food. And the extra word levado teaches that you can't do a bris on Yontif if that's not an actual time. Meaning if you had the bris pushed off to a late, meaning the bris was supposed to be on one day and it got pushed off, you're not allowed to do that on Yontif if it's not the actual time for the bris. So what Rav is basically saying is that just like the malacha of a bris, which can be done the next day when it's a case where it's been pushed off, that wouldn't override the Shabbos or the Yontif. So that wouldn't override Yontif. So too, burning Tameh oils and kutchim and things which became Tameh, which can be pushed off, also wouldn't violate Yontif. So just like the bris, which was pushed off already, and that you can do it a later day, that wouldn't override Yontif. So too, burning the Tameh things, the Kodesh things which became Tameh, which doesn't have to be done right that second and can be pushed off, that also wouldn't override Yontif. So if Ashi quotes a different pasuk, he says Shabbaton, that this is talking about that you have to rest on the days of Yontif for Sukkot, meaning the first and last days of Yontif of Sukkot, that you have to rest. So this is teaching that there's a mitzvah aseh, a positive mitzvah to rest on Shabbos, so that, you know, we don't do malacha. And this is teaching that regarding malacha on Yontif, that there's a commandment as a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment to rest, and there's a mitzvah lo taseh, a negative commandment, meaning it's an avera to do malacha. And the one mitzvah aseh of burning the tameh things that became the kodesh things that became tameh can't override the positive mitzvah and the negative mitzvah of not doing malacha on Yontif. So that's why the one mitzvah aseh of burning the tameh things is not going to override both the positive and the negative mitzvahs of doing malacha on Yontif. Shkayach.